This is ProBlogger.
Hey there, it's Darren Rouse from ProBlogger here. Welcome to episode 127 of the ProBlogger podcast, where today I want to talk about how to make your blog, your podcast, your Instagram feed, your YouTube channel, your podcast, whatever it might be, a little bit more personal. To build a personal connection with those who are reading and following you in those different places. Having a personal blog, having that personal connection is a very powerful thing. And I want to give you a series of, I think I've got 11 different tips on how to write in that way and how to create content that is more personal. Before I do, I just want to mention one thing. 1st of July is just a few days away if you're listening to this as it's going live, which means two things. One, tickets for our ProBlogger event are about to go up by $100. You can check out details of those at probloggerevents.com. But two, 1st of July might be a great time to start 31 days to build a better blog. Those of you who've been listening for a while know that I started this podcast with a series of 31 daily shows. Each one contained a little bit of teaching and a little activity, a challenge that you can go away and do that will improve your blog. Those 31 days are still sitting there in iTunes. They're still sitting over on the show notes on problogger.com/podcast. And I've pulled them all together for you if you want to listen to them on the show notes at problogger.com/podcast/31 days. You should bookmark that page and keep coming back to it because it's got all of the episodes. You can listen to them without leaving that page. One of the things I love about 31 days to build a better blog is that they're activities that you can do over and over and over again. So if you've done that series in the past, maybe July is a great time for you to revisit it. And maybe, if you haven't done it before, maybe now's the great time for you to do it for the very first times. So head over to problogger.com/podcast/31 days and you'll find it there. Or search on iTunes for ProBlogger and you'll find, if you go right back to the start of our feed, those 31 episodes sitting there waiting for you. Let me know how you go. Love to see your progress through those 31 episodes. So tweet me at ProBlogger and let me know which one you're up to and any feedback you've got along the way. Without any further ado, I'd like to get into today's show where we're going to talk about building a more personal blog.
Creating great content. Finding an audience. Building engagement. Monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Have you ever felt a personal connection with a blogger or a podcaster or a YouTuber, someone who you've never met in person, but you have this real feeling of connection with? Maybe you read their blog day after day, and in time you come to feel like you know them, or you listen to their podcast every day or every few days, and it's as if they're talking just to you. It's like they're almost private messaging you with their thoughts every day. This has happened to me numerous times over the years, and I always kind of get this feeling that the blogger or the podcaster is my friend. It's almost this weird familiar kind of feeling that you have with a long lost friend that you maybe have never met before, but you just feel like you've shared experiences with them. And when you meet them in person, you're kind of all gushy and it's a bit awkward because you feel like you know them, but they have no idea who you are. I've been on the other side of that a number of times now where I've met people at conferences who come up and hug me or talk to me like they know me, like they've communicated with me many times before, like we've, you know, grown up together, this kind of very familiar feeling. And it's kind of odd when you're on that side of it, but it's also a really wonderful thing. It's something that I've seen happen many times, particularly on a blog. And I guess in the last year, it's happened to me even more. And I think it's because of the podcast. I think podcasts have this ability to do it even more. And I guess that's because we're hearing the voice of the person we're listening to and not just reading their words. So a number of people have asked me recently, how can you foster this kind of personal connection with your readers? How can you increase the chances of that happening on your blog? Now, I have a bit of a theory that some people are just more naturally able to blog and create content in this way. There's this sort of mojo that goes on with some bloggers, and they seem to be able to just talk in that way where you feel like they're talking to you. But it's something I think that even if you don't have that mojo, and I'm not sure that I've got the mojo, I'm also pretty sure that we can work on different ways of growing that in our own creation of content. And today I want to share with you 11 different things that I think you can do to increase the chances of your readers and your listeners of your podcast and the viewers of your YouTube and the people watching you on Instagram even, how you can use these mediums to make that personal connection with the people who follow you. Okay, let's get into them. Number one is all about telling personal stories. Now, it's not rocket science, is it? It's pretty logical, really, but I suspect one of the most powerful tools at our fingertips right now is that we have all got a story to tell. We've all led a life, and that's one thing in common that we have with our readers. We're all alive, we're all led lives, and we've all had these moments in our lives which connect with one another, whether we know it or not. And sharing your own story in your content, whether it be a blog or a podcast, shows not only that you have a knowledge of your topic, but that you have experienced life too, and that there are these connection points with your readers. Stories make you more relatable. They show that you're a person rather than just some brand, instead of just being some lofty, untouchable expert in your industry. And so sharing of a story is a very personal thing, and it will make people remember your content as well. And this is one of the things I love about storytelling, is when you tell stories, people remember those posts more than when you are just teaching them something. So tell stories as much as possible. Number two, I think there's something very powerful that happens when you write like you speak. Now, this won't suit everyone's style of writing. Some people just write in a more formal tone, perhaps, but it's what I aim for in my own writing. You know, when I started blogging back in 2002, the first blogs that I ever came across were written in a more formal tone. They were almost written like academic papers, and something in that appealed to me because they seemed very comprehensive and deep. But when I tried to do that for myself, I discovered very quickly that I couldn't do it. I just was not wired that way to write that kind of content. And I kind of got down about that, and I almost gave up blogging in the first couple of weeks because I just didn't think I had what it takes to be a blogger, because that's what I thought a blogger did. And then I decided to write some posts that were just more conversational and just me talking about what I did know. And what I found is that those posts got my first comments. I never had a comment until I started writing in that kind of tone. And so I'd encourage you to think about your voice, and if you can, to write like you speak. Now, I really would encourage you to go back to listen to episode 52. I did an interview with Beth Dunn, who works at HubSpot, and she put together this list of things that can make you sound more like a human being. I think that was the title of it, episode 52. I'll link to it in today's show notes. It was all about how to write like a human, not a robot. Very simple things like using contractions. So using the word I've instead of I have. That's how normal people speak. They say I've, I'll, that type of language, those contractions. And there's a whole heap of other tips that she gives in that particular episode as well. So write like you speak, not like a robot.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
Number three is kind of connected to that, and we actually did touch on it in that particular episode as well, is use personal language. And this is a little technique that packs a lot of punch in terms of fostering a connection with people. So instead of writing in a kind of a third person, you can write, use the words you as you write. And this is something I do all the time. I try and use the word you so my readers know that I'm talking to an individual there. And I think that's makes it more personal. Let me give you an example of that. Instead of saying, here are 10 tips to improve a blog, write, here are 10 tips you can use to improve your blog. You see, that simple addition of you and your personalizes it. I'm not just writing about this abstract topic, someone's blog. I'm writing about your blog. When you use the word you, when you use the word your, it just makes people, it forces people to think about their situation rather than something abstract. And that has a big impact upon people. Even using words like we, And I had an episode on the podcast talking about we recently, you know, I and we. But in this case, using the word we to talk about you and your readers together can also be a very powerful thing. So, and I've tried to do this in my podcast when I'm talking about an issue that my readers have and I include myself in the problem. You know, we often have this particular problem. We often talk in this way and we need to learn this. That shows your readers that you and them are on the same journey. So using we, using your, using you, that type of language can be, it forces people to think about their own situation, but also feel like you and them are in the same boat. Okay, tip number four, picture a person while you're writing. This is a very simple technique that you can use while you're writing that will help you to write in a more personal tone. Chris Garrett, who co-wrote the ProBlogger book, talks a lot about this, or at least he used to back when we last met. He really encourages bloggers to visualize a person as they're writing. And this is something that I've done as well, particularly since I started creating reader profiles or avatars for my readers. When I first created a reader profile for my readers, I printed out the profile and I put it next to my computer. I actually created three profiles, one of whom was Grace the Mamarazzo Photographer, and this is for my digital photography blog. And it was a character that I imagined was reading my blog, and the avatar was all about her needs, her problems, how she spoke, the type of photography she was into, and it talked a little bit about her, and I put a photo there of her as well. I had this avatar printed out and stuck next to my blog, and quite often as I was writing blog posts, I would write them visualizing Grace, which sounds a little bit creepy, but she wasn't a real person, so I wasn't stalking her, but I was visualizing this person and asking myself as I was writing, what questions would she be asking at this point in my article? How would she be reading this? How would she be applying it? Is this relevant to her? And I found simply by visualizing this person, it made me write to someone rather than just to a group of people. And it made it, that just came across in a more personal way. It enabled me to pitch my posts, particularly to her needs and her situation, at least her imagined, what my imagined situation of her. Okay, tip number five is to base posts upon real readers' needs. Now, Grace the Mamarazzo, she was a figment of my imagination, although it did turn out that we ended up having a lot of readers who were just like her, and I think that was because I was writing for that type of person. But once you've got readers, you can begin to find out what their actual needs and problems are, actually tapping into those challenges that your readers face is a very powerful thing. And this is one of the reasons that we on ProBlogger and Digital Photography School constantly are surveying our readers. We're doing polls. We're sending out surveys on ProBlogger every year at the start of the year. We do a census. We try and collect as much information on who's reading the blog, but also really trying to tap into what their current needs are, what their dreams are, what their challenges are. And those surveys turn into content. We take that content, those ideas and those challenges and the needs that our readers have, the things that they feel they have a problem with, and we turn that into content as well. Now, related to this is the sixth thing that I want to talk about, and that is not just writing about the needs, the tangible needs of your readers, but also writing about their feelings, their fears, their dreams. Some of these more less tangible things. You know, writing about the tangible felt needs of your readers is important, but what makes people really feel connected to you is when you write about how they feel, what they're thinking, what their fears are, what their dreams are. Now, these are things that they sometimes can't even articulate. But if you can tap into these types of things, this will take your content to a whole new level. Now, let me give you a really quick example of this, and this kind of encapsulates both of the last two points that I made. Recently, on the ProBlogger Plus newsletter, it's a newsletter we send out every week to ProBlogger readers and podcast subscribers. Usually, these ProBlogger Plus newsletters are largely us sharing links to the latest tutorials and podcasts that we've published over the last week. But a few weeks ago now, I started the ProBlogger Plus newsletter simply by asking those who were getting the email to send me an email back to reply to the email, answering two simple questions with a sentence each, telling me their biggest blogging dream and their biggest blogging challenge. I ask them to hit reply and to just, in a few words, describe their biggest dream and their biggest challenge. I had several hundred people email me back, and I took every single one of those answers and I put them into a spreadsheet. So I had these two columns, the challenges and the dreams. I also pulled out all of the responses and put them into a little tool that created a word cloud for me, which was fascinating. And it made the words that were most commonly used big and bold, and then all the other words smaller. And it was fascinating to look at those word clouds and read through every single one of the responses, which took me several hours, and to see the themes in that. There were some definite themes. And what I decided to do with those themes was to take some of them and to incorporate them into the podcast that I was planning for the coming months. Now, you've already heard one of them. Episode 121, if you listen to that one, it was about dealing with imposter syndrome. And I created that podcast purely based upon some of the challenges that my readers were telling me about in that particular email that I sent them. We had a number of people, you know, sharing quite personally about how they felt like they were an imposter, that they were a fraud, that they didn't really know how to deal with that. And so what I did is I took those questions, those feelings, that tangible need, but also some of the feelings around that, some of the language that they used, and I turned that into the podcast. We used some of the actual words that readers responded with in the title of the podcast, and I used some of the exact words, almost quotes, from those responses in the episode as well to sort of set the scene for it. And now, what I found really fascinating was that for about 24 hours after that podcast went live, and even since that time, I've had private messages, emails, public messages on social media from listeners saying that they felt like I was speaking directly to them, or that I was looking inside their brains. This is the power of understanding your readers' problems and needs, but also their fears, the language that they use, the feelings that they have. If you create content based upon that, you are going to create content that makes a big personal impact upon them and begins to build those connections.
Creating great content and building your audience. This is ProBlogger.
The seventh thing that I want to talk about is going off topic. Now, I try and keep the vast majority, if not all, of the blog posts on ProBlogger and Digital Photography School about the topic that they're on. ProBlogger about blogging, Digital Photography School about photography. And it's rare that I go completely off topic. But I think there's always ways that you can kind of weave in other elements of your life into what you do. Even in blog posts where you are talking about something, you can weave in, you know, little anecdotes from your life about family or about places that you've been, or stories that you've experienced. And certainly on your Instagram account, your Twitter account, there's certainly ways that you can, again, weave in a more personal element that perhaps isn't completely on topic. Perhaps it's illustrating a point, or perhaps it's just there simply to show people that you're a real person. You know, I'm a dad. I'm a husband, I'm a football fan, I'm a geek, and that, I hope, comes through in some of the things that I share in my social media accounts, and from time to time comes through in the podcast and in my blog posts. Whether it's on social media or whether it's on the blog itself, I think there are always ways that you can just go a little bit off topic and humanize what you do. Show that you are just a normal person too. And you will find every time you do that, that you will make a little extra connection with someone else along the way. I think Pat Flynn does this brilliantly with his podcasts in his introductions. Every introduction has a little fact that you may not know about Pat. And whilst not everyone will relate to every single one of those facts, I bet that if you've listened to many of Pat's podcasts, that there'll be a little fact that you know about him that is also relevant for you. I've seen people in person come up to him and say, yeah, I'm really into whatever it was that he's into as well, make these personal connections with them. So maybe there's a simple little way that you can go a little bit off topic, share a little bit of who you are, and show your readers that maybe there's a connecting point there with them. Tip number eight is to use multimedia. Similar to using different types of content and, you know, going off topic, I think we can mix up the type of media that we use and the formats of posts that we use as well. Using a simple picture of yourself is a powerful thing. Using video. using podcasts. As I mentioned earlier, I think the podcast is a very personal medium. And I have people come up and say they feel like they know me so much better, even after reading ProBlogger for, you know, 6 or 7 years, a few podcasts in, and they feel like they know me on a different level. Video, similar. When I started using video on ProBlogger, I started getting people leave comments who'd been reading for a long time but had never commented before. And it was because they saw me, they heard me, that they suddenly feel like they had this deeper connection and that they wanted to respond for the first time ever. Live video, I think, really ramps this up even further. That live interaction that you have, people not only see and hear you, but they get to talk to you and you get to see you react to the things that they say. That is a very powerful thing as well. It can really build that personal connection. Now, I understand that multimedia, using video, live video, particularly podcasting, is something that some people don't feel comfortable doing. And it's also something that some people don't have the technology to be able to do. Although most of us who have a smartphone these days have the ability to record our voices and to record ourselves in front of video. And so these tools are increasingly accessible for more and more people. Give it a go, see what happens. The ninth thing I'll say is attending events. Actually, meeting people in person is possibly the best thing that you can do to build personal connections. Now, this is a big challenge, particularly for those of us who live in different locations to a lot of our audience. It can be tricky to meet our readers, but if you do have the opportunity to go to a conference that your readers might be at, or to even run a meetup or a live event of your own, then that can be a very powerful thing. But even, you know, as I was saying before, live video, you know, running an online event could be something that you could do as well. And I would encourage you to experiment with, you know, Facebook Live, but also tools like Blab, where you get to see your readers as well, can be a useful one. We'll link to a podcast that I recorded on Blab a few months ago now in the show notes.
How to build and monetize your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Two more things I want to say. The 10th thing is getting your readers to do something is one way that can speed up the personal connection, particularly leaving a comment. I spoke with one blogger recently who came to an event that I was at, and she told me that she never really felt like she was connected to ProBlogger until the day she left her first comment, which is kind of weird. I was like, you know, just leaving a comment suddenly made you feel like you belong to this thing and you understood it more. But there was something really powerful about that. You know, taking that step in terms of adding something to the site made her feel more connected to the site and more connected to me because she was responding to a question that I'd asked in a blog post. I've actually heard that a number of times now. You know, getting your readers to do something makes them feel more connected to you. Probably the best example of this that I can give you is 31 Days to Build a Better Blog, which is why I kind of mentioned it at the start of this particular podcast. 31 Days to Build a Better Blog was 31 days where I got my readers to do something. Now, they didn't always leave comments on my blog, although I invited them to do that, but they took the information away and they did something on their own blogs. And there was something very powerful happened the first time I did 31 Days to Build a Better Blog. I started to get emails from readers who said, you know, I so appreciate what you're doing here because you're actually not only teaching me something, but you inspired me to do it and you got me to take some sort of an action. And there's something kind of happened there through that process that seemed to build the relationship that we had. No longer were they just reading my stuff. They're actually taking my teaching and implementing it, and they could see the results of that. So getting your readers to do something, getting them to react to what you're saying, getting them to engage in some way, whether it's voting in a poll, leaving a comment, or doing something like 31 Days to Build a Better Blog, can definitely deepen the engagement that you have with your readers. The last thing I'll say is write from the heart. You know, one of the best things that I think you can do with your content, whether it's writing or speaking or, you know, in front of a camera, is to allow yourself to feel something about what you're writing about, what you're communicating. When you feel something, your readers are much more likely to feel something. When you write about something that means something to you, your readers are going to begin to see that. When you write with passion, your readers will begin to read with passion. Include how you feel about a topic. You know, I started off earlier in this podcast talking about trying to understand the feelings of your readers. Also understand your own feelings and allow yourself to feel something about what you're creating. I love the quote from Robert Frost, who says, "No tears in the writer, no tears in the reader. No surprise in the writer, no surprise in the reader." If you're not willing to go to a personal place, it's unlikely your reader will either. One little trick that I will add that I found helps me, and I even did this yesterday, is to write while you're listening to music. Now, I don't do this all the time, but sometimes if I'm not really feeling engaged with what I'm writing about, what I do, and this sounds a bit corny, I know, but I find some really atmospheric, emotive movie soundtrack type music. And there's actually on Spotify, there's a whole collection of this type of music that I've bookmarked and I go back to. And what I find is if I put it on, it's kind of violins and that type of thing. If I put it on, it kind of gets me in the mode and it makes me feel something. And so I encourage you to give that a go. If you're not feeling like you're really projecting yourself into your writing, if you're not really feeling anything as you're writing, pop on some music that gets you going. Maybe a bit of Eye of the Tiger, or maybe it's a bit of movie soundtrack music. I don't know what it is for you. Let me know in the comments of this show notes. But do something to get yourself in that place. If you get yourself into that place where you're feeling something, you're much more likely to make that sort of connection with your readers and create something that makes them feel something. I would love to hear what deepens personal connection for you. If you read a blog and you feel a deep connection to that blogger, if you listen to a podcast and you feel really strongly connected to that podcaster, or if you get readers telling you that they feel really strongly connected to you, I'd love to hear what brings that about for you in the circumstance that you're in. You can go over to problogger.com/podcast/127 and let me know in the comments there. You could also tweet me at problogger, and I would love to hear what it is that kind of builds that connection with you in your circumstance. Thanks for listening today. I do hope that you found this helpful. Please share it with anyone else who you think might be finding it useful as well. And I will chat to you at episode 128.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger. Or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
This episode of the ProBlogger podcast was edited by the team at Podcast Motor, who offer a great range of services, including helping you to set up and launch your podcast, as well as ongoing editing and production of the podcast that you produce. You can check them out at podcastmotor.com.